top 6 reasons why cedar should not be your top choice for cooking. You love different techniques for cooking and absorb new information like a sponge. In particular, you love outdoor methods of cooking. One of your favorites is plank cooking. Every time you read a recipe, they all call for use of a cedar plank or cedar wrap. But is cedar really the best choice? More so, is cedar a safe choice? Let's examine the top 6 reasons why cedar may not be an ideal cooking wood choice. Number 1, softwood classification. Cedar is not a hardwood. It is a softwood that is from the gymnosperm trees, meaning it is a conifer or cone-producing tree. As a rule, softwood should not be used for cooking as they contain a lot of air and sap, which equates to a fast burn and unpleasant flavors. In fact, there are many softwoods that can be toxic if cooked over. Number 2, poor fire resistance. When you plank cook, you are using the wood as a vessel to infuse flavor to whatever food is placed on top of the plank. Here's the concern with cedar. Because it is a lower density wood, 23 pounds per cubic foot, it has very poor fire resistance. That means it reaches full combustion much faster than hardwood and will burn as a result. Certainly, that's not what you're looking for when you plank cook. Number 3, poreless. Unlike hardwood, which contain pores in the cell walls, softwoods like cedar are poreless. They use cell components called tracheids to transport water and nutrients. In addition, the organic compound lignin found in the cell walls is much lower than in traditional hardwoods used for cooking. Why is that an issue? Lignin is what gives wood-fired cooking the distinct flavor and aroma to foods. For cedar, the average lignin composition is 20% plus or minus 4% compared to common hardwoods used for wood-fired cooking, which average 28% plus or minus 3%. Number 4, plicatic acid. Cedar contains chemical properties, specifically plicatic acid, that are shown to be a good absorber of odors and moisture. This is one of the key reasons why cedar is a preferred softwood for pest control to keep fleas, ants, mites, moths, and mosquitoes away. When exposed to plicatic acid for lengthy periods of time, a condition known as cedar asthma can develop. Additionally, a regular exposure to the cedar oil found in the wood can result in contact dermatitis or skin irritation, rhinitis, and conjunctivitis. Number 5, animal toxicity. There are many studies available on how the use of cedar wood chips and shavings have affected animals that are continually exposed to these products. Most studies show a correlation with liver dysfunction in animals such as rabbits, guinea pigs, and hamsters. In fact, smaller animals like guinea pigs and hamsters have a higher incidence of death, which may be attributed to plicatic acid exposure. The phenols and aromatic hydrocarbons also have been shown to cause respiratory problems in animals like those listed above. Number 6, not all cedar is the same. Cedar is part of the pine family of trees with native origin to North Africa and Asia. There are no native cedar trees to North America. The red cedar, common in the eastern United States, is part of the juniper family and can be highly toxic if taken internally. Under no circumstances should you ever cook with red cedar from the eastern states of the USA. USA cedar trees are referred to as false cedars since there are no native varieties. There are commonly 5 varieties of the false cedars available. Western red cedar, common to southern Alaska, northern California, and the Rockies. Northern white cedar, common to southeastern Canada, northeastern quarter of the USA, south into Tennessee, and west into Iowa. Eastern red aromatic cedar, common to the eastern USA. Yellow cedar, common to the Pacific Northwest from Alaska to British Columbia into Oregon. And Spanish cedar, although native to South and Central America, it was planted in Florida. Every fault cedar has some known health risks, with the most common being respiratory due to toxicity of its pollen, oil, or other chemical compound. Now you're asking, so if there are all these documented health risks, how in the world did cedar plank cooking gain so much popularity? I suppose the easiest answer is it was used by the earliest settlers in the Pacific Northwest as a means of preserving, storing, and cooking the seasonal fish. Think about the limitations of that day. They would be using resources that are available without thought to the items we ponder today, like health, future risk, etc. Then this concept was examined from a different perspective many years later, with the desire for flavor, appearance, and functionality applying. We often make the mistake of jumping into something full throttle before asking some of the key questions to keep our bodies safe and healthy. Remember, there's lots of documentation out there stating why you should not cook with softwood. Yet when it comes to plank cooking, specifically cedar plank cooking, we don't seem to carry that issue forward. I don't think I'll ever understand exactly why. We love providing information to our readers and subscribers that is not in the open and letting you weigh the information for your own verdict. We welcome all types of questions and encourage you to follow and subscribe to our social channels so you don't miss anything. We look forward to providing you with tips, techniques, recipes, and the science for all things wood fire cooked.